Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Precious in His Sight. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The truth is, Scripture says we, our whole existence down here, our physical existence, is like a flower. It's like grass. In Isaiah and numerous places other than that, it says the Spirit of God cried out and said, all flesh is grass. And all the glory and beauty of flesh is like the beauty of the flower and the grass. It springs up, the flower blooms, it's beautiful, and immediately, what starts happening? Immediately, it starts fading and drying up. That's me and you, physically. We reach our peak, and then we begin to age and go the other direction. That's because of the curse in the earth. Everything down here is dying. Everything. And if you're afraid of loss, because if I'm not as pretty as I used to be, or handsome, or as strong, then I'm nobody anymore. That's only because your value was in the wrong thing to start with. Amen. Right? Amen. Your identity was in the wrong thing. Amen. Come on. The Bible says in Corinthians, though the outward man is perishing or decaying, the inward man is renewed day by day. There is a beauty that doesn't fade. Amen. There is a strength that doesn't wane. There are riches you can't lose. Oh, is anybody interested in this? And when your identity is in that, and your value is in that, you are secure. You are built on a solid rock. Your soul is anchored, hallelujah, in bedrock. And no matter what happens to you, you're no less valuable. You're no less important. You don't lose your identity. Oh, somebody say glory to God. Glory to God. Go with me to 1 Peter, please. Go to 1 Peter 3, and I'm going to put up another verse on the screen while you're doing that. Put up Proverbs 11, 22. You're going to 1 Peter 3. Here's a profound word right here. As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout. That's a pig's nose. So is a fair woman which is without discretion. This is the Bible. And it's true. A beautiful woman, and the woman is the fairer between the man and the woman. Men can be good looking, don't misunderstand me, but I mean, women, God has made beautiful on another level. I hear all the men going, amen, amen. You think about it, they were the last thing God created. Right? The creation just kept developing, developing. But I don't care how stunning a woman might be. If she's mean and stubborn on the inside, I'm quoting Scripture. Put up Young's Literal, you'll see why I say it. You're safe. Young's literal translation says, a ring of gold in the nose of a sow is a fair woman and stubborn of behavior. If you're not pretty on the inside, then your beauty on the outside is as wasted. Not to say it's not important, it's just a waste. It's a waste because of who the beauty's on. But it is fleeting, no matter who it's on. like a ring of gold in a pig's nose. Well, the ring of gold is beautiful, but then you look at the pig and he's all muddy. You think, that pig just messes up that picture, man. I mean, I like a ring of gold, but not on the pig. We need to focus more on inner beauty than outer beauty. Because the inner never fades. Oh, somebody didn't hear that. The inner beauty never fades. Never ages, wears out, decays. The outer man is decaying. But the inner man is not. It's not. I don't care if you've been born again 75 years. Inside, you haven't aged a day. Not a day. You should have developed, grow up, become stronger, but you can't age and get old on the inside.
Amen.
Your spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I mentioned the Lord in our series on victory over death. I shared the experience the Lord let me have to go see my dad. I saw him for just a few moments in heaven. Somebody said, it really happened? As far as I'm concerned, it did. Just as real as me standing here looking at you. And I'd never seen him like that. Hair jet black and shiny. Last time I saw him, he had lost most of it, and it was gray and white, I never saw him when he was 20 years old, and that's about what he looked like. But even better, man, he looked good. Next time you see your loved ones that have gone to heaven, I'm telling you, you're going to be amazed. You're going to go, wow, Mom, you look amazing. And then she'll probably say, have you looked at yourself lately? And you know, it's nothing wrong with making an effort, trying to look as good as you can down here in this body, but it's a losing proposition, man. It really is. I mean, you can get it all fixed up, and in a few hours, it's all to do over again. Is that right? It needs washing again and brushing again, right? I was telling the lady that cuts my hair here just a few days ago, I said, thank God. Soon and very soon, we won't have to spend all this time messing with hair. You know, it's either got too much of it or not enough of it, or it's dirty, or it's this or that. All the time is going to be freed up later on. Not having to clean dirty houses and mess with these bodies so much. Oh, thank God.
Amen. Come on.
Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
Reason I'm saying that is because if that's real enough to you, if you discover a new wrinkle in the mirror, it won't be a serious blow to your identity. Right? Or as the decades pass and you look in the mirror and it doesn't even look like the picture in your high school yearbook. You lose none of your value because inside you are a knockout. Inside, you are more stunning than you ever appeared in the flesh.
Amen.
And that's what you got forever. You'll never lose it. It never fades. Let's read about it. 1 Peter 3 and 3. Complete English version. Verse 3. Don't depend on things like fancy hairdos or gold jewelry or expensive clothes to make you look beautiful. Now, that doesn't mean you can't have a fancy hairdo or some good clothes. If you look at the King James, I've seen groups that said, don't let your adorning be the outward apparel, plaiting of the hair, the putting on of clothes. And they pick one of them and say, well, it's wrong to wear gold, it's wrong to fix your hair. Well, then it's wrong to wear clothes. Got to be consistent, is that right? With the rest of the translation. No, it's okay to wear some clothes. In fact, we won't let you in here without some clothes. Well, if it's okay to wear some clothes, it's okay to fix your hair. Yep. And it's okay to have some jewelry. Yep. But does it need to be emphasized, this is not what makes you who you are?
Amen.
Hear the phrases like, the clothes make the man. Not even close. Not even close. I've had people actually talk to us about, you know, why, Brother Keith, why do you still wear a suit and a tie? Don't you know that that's old? That's passe? You know, all the big churches, the guys are preaching in t-shirts and jeans. And don't you know that? Yeah, I know it. But you know, I turn on the evening news and the guy's wearing a tie.
That's right.
I see heads of businesses and they're wearing suits and ties. Is that right?
Yeah.
If they dress up a little bit to bring me the bad news, I think I'll dress up a little bit to bring you the good news.
Yeah.
It's not about a coat and a tie. That's Western. Some Eastern things that don't even apply. I tell you what does matter. That church and the things of God are important enough to you that you do your best.
Amen.
If all you got is two t-shirts and a pair of jeans, get your good t-shirt. Come on, are you listening? Get your good t-shirt and iron your jeans. When you go to church, it shouldn't be the same as going out in the backyard for a picnic. It's more important to you. You make the best effort you can.
Amen.
You don't have to have a bunch of money or a bunch of clothes. It ain't about that. It's just about doing the best you can.
Amen.
And that's what Phyllis and I have been doing for decades now. When I first started in the ministry, I had two sport coats and I think three pair of pants. And so you switch.
Yeah.
And you mix and match and they get worn. But I begin to confess, I'm going to have good clothes to do what I need to do. And when I meet people and I meet business people and meet, you know, you meet people in all walks of life. If they're dressed up, I need to be dressed up some. And what I'm representing is no less important, in fact, more so, right, than what they're representing. Well, anyway, I said all that, didn't I? You just shouldn't treat the things of God as trivial. As unimportant. You can be too casual with the things of God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Precious in His Sight, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.